The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. We have Wayne Elliott with Strauss Naturals. Look, if I just took my prostate formula too. If you're a guy and you're not on that stuff, you're doing yourself a big disservice, especially those of you who may be facing the idea. And this is the thing, and I got to ask Wayne about this first. I'm going to get his take on, you know, his belief on what we were talking about before the break about the intent of why they're giving this jab to people and encouraging people to get the booster. And then we'll get back to the Strauss prostate formula and the discussion on that. Wayne, go ahead and finish with your opinion that you were talking about when we went to break.
Yeah, you've heard about the nightmare the Canadian free healthcare system is, Dave. Many people die. A fellow I knew, anyway, it's a terrible situation here. And when they, after the nurses, God bless them, worked through COVID, exposing themselves before there was a vaccination, and then they were required to get the vaccination, well, about 10% of them quit. Now, that should have been a clue if nurses didn't want it, I guess. And then the pressure on the nurses that were left and the hours they had to work, we lost a bunch more nurses, resigned from the nursing profession. So they've just now approved 37,000 foreign ladies and men who are nurses from other countries. They've had to approve them because our system's fallen apart. You can wait 24 hours in emergency, Dave. You can wait 8 months to see a specialist, 10 months. And, you know, what a mess. And I think, truthfully, I don't know, but I don't think they suspected some of this harm that's being done. You know, fit athletes with heart attacks and dropping dead and so forth, pilots. Just in our town yesterday, two young people in their 30s just mysteriously dropped dead. Now, these kinds of things never happened, really, Dave. I mean, they maybe from time to time, but not in the numbers that we've all heard about. And you know, I'm fearful, like you said at the beginning of the show, that if this other variant comes out, that they're going to repeat the same actions again and be pushing more vaccines or whatever they're going to come up with this time. And some of the things that have been discovered, you know, it wasn't trialed properly. Russian roulette, in my opinion, Dave.
It is, and this is one of the things that, you know, we've all been made aware of here on the Power Hour. One of the reasons why we have you on is because of the fact that, folks, you in America here are watching, and Wayne is describing exactly what is going on with the health system there. George Freund has been on the show talking about the very same thing and how weird it's getting up there. And now they're bringing all these foreign nurses and doctors in here. It's nuts. And, I mean, this is just the way it is. People are suffering, whether they know it or not. And the nurses who did get the jab, we haven't seen the outcome of that yet. They are literally trying to depopulate the United States of America, and they're trying to depopulate Canada. Pretty soon, Trudeau's not going to have anybody left to vote for him if they keep this nonsense up. And he can sit there and go, he can go dress up and play in the closet and masturbate all he wants to, because, you know, nobody's going to be there to watch it. So you kill everybody, and then you've got nobody, and then your whole economy, your whole country falls apart. See, these leaders do not understand what they're trying and what they've tried to accomplish and how it's going to damage the world as we know it. And then you inject people with this stuff, and what happened in Lahaina and these California wildfires and in Colorado with these alleged directed energy weapons out there that we're believing are being used against us. I mean, this is, you know, the whole idea about staying out of the healthcare system at this point in time is to stay alive. As I mean, this is one of the reasons I don't even trust American doctors, because half of them, they're practicing medicine. They're not doing it for real. So, you know, I can't help but encourage people to take the cardio support if you're having that kind of issue with angina, with irregular heartbeat, any of that stuff. I can't help. There's a formula that the Strauss has created for that purpose, and we were talking about cardio support before we went to the break. Now, the regular heart drops that come in regular and cinnamon formula, that's the stalwart. I took mine this morning. I know our board op Todd took his this morning when I took mine. So, you know, we're all behind it. And the thing is, this has been the mainstay of the Strauss line.
Well, you'd never convince me in a million years, Dave, that I'm not still here because of the Strauss heart drops. There's just no question about that in my mind. It's all I did, Dave, when I discovered Strauss and was recommended these heart drops. It's the only thing that I did, and here I am 35 years or 34 years after a heart attack. Never had a pill, angioplasty, stent, bypass, none of it, nothing. I think I'm doing pretty good in my 70th year. I have, I don't have quite the energy back yet that I had before the last bout of COVID and the myocarditis, but I got a lot more than I'm better every day, really. And, it scares. I have no faith in the system anymore. I haven't for quite some time, but it scares me. And I really think the best thing, using myself as an example, Dave, the best thing we can have is clean tissues and organs. There's just no percentage in letting toxins stay in our body and waste. And if anyone's going to do an aggressive weight loss program or is intending on losing a lot of weight, Dave, 40 pounds or more, I would say, just as an example, they say the average person has 30 pounds of waste and toxins in us. So now I think a person 300 pounds would have more than that. But for easy figure, and let's say that a 300-pound person has just 30 pounds or 10% of their body mass is waste and toxins. So if you lost 100 pounds, again, to keep the numbers round, you got down to 200 pounds. If you don't cleanse and detox your systems during your weight loss, your body mass went from 10% waste and toxins to 15%. And we all know people who lost a lot of weight, then didn't look good, oftentimes uneven color, red blotches and so forth, and then get sick, and many of them die. Well, it's easy arithmetic, Dave. So if you're going to lose a lot of weight, by God, consider a good cleanse, the various detoxes. That's really what the Strauss products do. Even the heart drops, you know, to cleanse your circulatory system, the most important system in our body. And, you know, I'd like to make one more point, Dave. Compared to Western medicine's answers, bypass surgery, let's say, the most major, where they'll take veins from your legs, where they belonged in the first place, in your legs, carrying blood, and replace a heart artery or more than one with those veins. Now, we have 50,000 miles of veins and vessels in us, Dave. 50,000 miles, enough to go around the earth twice. It's impossible to believe unless it was a fact. It's just crazy to think we've got that many veins and vessels to go around the earth twice. But when they do a bypass, so let's say they're replacing 1 foot, 12 inches, 18 inches of artery. How about the other 50,000 miles? So what I love about these heart drops is their goal is to make blood flow everywhere we have a vessel to carry it. And the reason that we have 50,000 miles of veins in us is that every single cell from the hair on our head to our toenails needs blood or there will be trouble of some kind. We think about heart attacks and strokes, our number one killer, but they're not the only things that can go wrong. If you have restricted or blocked blood flow somewhere, like I had in my left ear years ago, and couldn't hear in my left ear, there's going to be problems. So I love how the Strauss heart drops go right through your body everywhere you have a vessel to carry it. And I think prevention, as we've discussed before, Dave, is the key. I mean, you sure you can recover from a heart attack and from other ailments, but it's a heck of a lot nicer to prevent it in the first place, Dave.
It is, and we appreciate that. Now, before we went to break, too, I mentioned that we were going to talk about the prostate formula because I just took prostate support, always do. Here's the
thing. Incredible formula.
People go, and I want to do the setup here because, you know, you have a punchline. You got to do the setup first. You go in, and the urologist, which is usually the guy that messes with your prostate, says, okay, we need to do a biopsy. And you're like, well, what does the biopsy entail? Well, we're going to give you some pills. We're going to put you on the table. We're going to put you in a certain position. We're going to stick a tube up where the sun never shines because that's where you find the prostate is up in the sigmoid colon on the other side of it inside. And we're going to jab you with the needle 6 to 8 to 10 times, and we're going to pull stuff out of your prostate and examine it.
Yeah.
Now, here's modern science beating up your prostate, and you might have a little blood in your urine afterwards because this is just the after effects of you, and you might have a little bit of blood in your stool because this is the after effects of a biopsy, and I'm just like, you really want to do that? I mean, isn't there a way? I mean, you have enough testimonials from the use of the prostate formula. Guys, think about this. Because here you are with what you consider to be a healthy prostate. The older you get, that's one of the first things that guys have a problem with. And I just love it when all these gender-confused people start talking about the ability to turn themselves into a man. And I'm just like, you don't know the half of it. You don't have a prostate. You're not a guy. End of story. But, you know, this is the thing about the prostate. It's one of the most critical things that, you know, is part of the function. And if the prostate gets enlarged, that's a condition called BPH, benign prostatic. God, now I've forgotten it. BPH is what I know it as. It's you have an enlarged prostate. Anyway, so the prostate formula, you've got enough back testimonials on that, don't you?
Well, my dad was my best one after he was booked for open heart surgery, bypass surgery, Dave, at the Boston Medical Center. I convinced him to try to take the Strauss heart drops. And thankfully, my dad was afraid of surgery, so he went along with me. And 3 or 4 months later at Boston, they canceled his bypass. So what I didn't know, at about the same time, my dad was on medication for his prostate. He never told me. And at the point when it wasn't working or doing what they wanted it to do, the medication, they booked him for a prostatectomy to remove his prostate in Boston. And I said, Dad, you know, geez, the heart drops work for you. Try this. 3 months. You can. If it doesn't work, you can go through with that. Right hand to God, Dave. He took the prostate formula for 3 months, went back to Boston. They canceled his prostate prostatectomy. And my dad lived another 13 or 14 years and died with a healthy prostate, so help me God. Now,
I had some issues myself.
I never took any medication or anything, but that prostate formula works fast and it's very effective. One out of two of us men are going to have serious issues with our prostate, they say, Dave. So again, prevention is the easiest way around this. I'm glad to hear you're taking it. Keep those tissues clean, those organs and body parts clean, and we're less apt to fall victim to any of these things, Dave.
Yep, I believe you. And see, this is the thing. Those of you getting a prostatectomy are going to have to probably wear Depends for the rest of your life because one of the side effects of having your prostate removed is your bladder loses control. And then you're on medication.
Yeah.
See, this is
and that's
what
not
trying
the only
to...
thing either, Dave. That's not the only thing. You know, it's a very serious thing, as we know. Nothing to fool with, that's for sure. So nothing to lose either, Dave. Safe, safe to take these herbal formulas. There's never been a one complaint in 43 years of any serious harm or serious side effect. And satisfaction guaranteed. Doesn't do what you want, go get your money back. Simple. You know, Strouch refuses to have a dissatisfied customer, so you really can't go wrong.
Yeah, and what about the kidney support? That's something we haven't talked about in a while.
Well, the high blood pressure is caused either from our heart or our kidneys. Doctors don't know why. They apparently just have no way of knowing why we get high blood pressure. I had two natural therapists, an iridologist and a reflexologist, tell me many years ago it was not only my kidneys, it was my left kidney having an issue. I took that formula way back then, 29 years ago, and swear on my grandkids, for 29 years, my blood pressure was 120 over 70. No matter how hard I worked, no matter what I did, stress, you name it, I've been in business my whole life. And now I when I got this myocarditis, Dave, my blood pressure, I think the highest it went was 178 over 110, which is terrible. So I've been drinking that Strauss kidney formula, and now it's hangs around 129, 130 over 80, which is okay for somebody 70 years old. And I think the biggest thing it does, Dave, it has that the golden seal root. I think the biggest thing it does is kill bacteria, like it does with our prostate, like it does with our bladder. Both those formulas have the golden seal root. And I think that's the main culprit, to be honest, from my experience with people. And fast working, that's the other thing. Just don't stop taking it. You know, don't take it for a week and you get relief and stop taking it. Finish the bottle, please, and do the job properly. Bacteria grows very quickly, grows back very quickly in the prostate as well, Dave. So need to be diligent and take it and take the whole bottle.
Yep. Now, just to let you know, folks, we carry all of the Strauss line at the Power Mall via dropship. All right. Just so you know. So you can call us and we'll set it up and get the products to you. Wayne Elliott, thanks so much for your time this morning chatting about these things. We're just trying to keep you healthy, folks. If you're not taking this stuff, the Strauss product, you should be, especially the hard drops. But Wayne, we appreciate your time and good luck. And stay healthy.
Thank you. You too, Dave. Always my pleasure. God bless.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you so much. We're just getting word that one of the GOP candidates for tonight's debate has been rushed to a hospital. Now, don't ask me which one it was. I don't know. We're just getting word somebody who was going to take the stage tonight, one of the candidates that's supposed to debate tonight, is on his way to the hospital now. We don't know who it is, all right? As soon as we find out, we'll let you know. It's breaking news. Civil forfeiture is another thing that we have an article about. I'm going to try to get through some of the news before we bring Kathy Barnett on. She may have an idea already because she's tied to the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign. The government, we have this article about how the government makes billions by taking Americans' private property. Well, so much for the Fourth Amendment. You know, there's people out there trying to stop criminal forfeiture. You know, you got... That happens after a criminal conviction. Civil forfeiture, on the other hand, happens often when there's no criminal process at all. And it's like police raiding an apartment in New York where they suspected this woman's then boyfriend of dealing drugs. And she was never suspected or charged, but police found $8,040 of her hard-earned cash while they were searching the apartment. And guess what? They took it. Yeah. And they do this if they stop you on the side of the road. Let's say you're going, there have been farmers going to an auction that had $15,000 or $20,000 in cash on them to buy a tractor. They get stopped by the police. The police discover the money and they take it. Farmer didn't commit a crime, but yet they took it. And of course, in this civil forfeiture process, they are under no obligation to return it. And they won't, because in civil forfeiture, you are guilty until you prove you were innocent and that the cash was there for a reason. You have to prove it. That is not the way the justice system is supposed to work. In the Second Amendment, you need to know there's some big things happening right now. St. Louis mayor, Democrat mayor, Tishara Jones, announced plans yesterday to ban AR-15s and AK-47s inside the city limits. Well, good effing luck with that. They're going to have a bill containing the ban. It's going to come before the Board of Aldermen. It's going to contain under gun controls as well, because they think they're doing the right thing. Well, you look at crime. We've also included an article, 10 Reasons to Own an AR-15. Self-defense, fun and recreation, teaching and learning, hunting, tinkering, farm and ranch use, competitive shooting, disaster preparedness, bringing women into the scene because it's easy to fire and because it is, you know, they call it America's rifle. Well, this is the NRA, of course. AR means Armalite rifle. Of course, for those of you who are in the know, you know what I'm talking about. The concealed carry permit holder who shot an alleged robber while holding a six-pack of beer in Cassopolis, Michigan, will face no charges. 35-year-old Cordelius Anthony Martin entered the store allegedly announcing a robbery, and surveillance video shows a customer holding a six-pack of beer in one hand, plugged him full of holes with the other. Not going to get charged. There's a video out about a resident opening fire on an alleged intruder dressed as a maintenance worker. You got to watch. This sort of stuff is going to happen. They show up at your door. You have no way to grill this. The guy comes back after he says, I'm not home. So they tried to enter. He and his buddy tried to enter the apartment by kicking the door in. The guy had a gun. The incident occurred in Dallas around 6 p.m. last Saturday. Ethan Rodriguez, the apartment resident, was home when the doorbell rang. He answered it digitally. He said he heard the voice of 30-year-old Aaron Contreras outside the door. Saw Contreras was allegedly standing there pretending to be a maintenance worker. Said, I'm not home. Well, Contreras went and got a gun and came back with a buddy. Tried to kick the door in. Exchanged gunfire. Contreras apparently got hit. He's been arrested. Just to let you know. Calls from Congress and state houses now, because they're all watching this BRICS summit. They're all looking at this repegging the currency to gold or declaring precious metals to be legal tender. All this is growing. This is one of the reasons why a bill introduced in Congress this year by U.S. Rep. Alex Mooney of West Virginia, Republican, dubbed the Gold Standard Restoration Act, H.R. 2435, would redefine the dollar in terms of a fixed weight in gold. Legislation would require authorities to exchange paper currency for gold. Oh, Alex, I wonder if that's going to happen. Really, is that going to pass? I wonder. I think they want to tank the American economy. I really do. I think they want a civil war to break out, and they want to turn all these illegals that they want to make cops to come against law-abiding American citizens. The IRS, by the way, court filings show, the IRS has been accused by three Georgia businesses of backdating proposed penalty approvals for improperly claimed tax breaks on conservation deals. Petitions filed in U.S. tax court by the three businesses, Arden Row Assets LLC, Basswood Partners LLC, and Deltwood Partners LLC, allege an IRS supervisor intentionally and improperly backdated approvals for millions of dollars in penalties associated with so-called conservation easements. Those are legal agreements in which property owners agree to restrict the use of their land for conservation purposes. By giving these agreements to charity, you get a tax break. See, and now the IRS was caught lying. America's big three entitlement bankruptcies are inevitable. We're talking about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. You don't have a lot of time to fix your situation. These three entitlement programs consume about 50 cents of every federal budget dollar, or $2.7 trillion in fiscal year 2023. Now, like Wayne was saying, if you're dead by the age of 65 because of the jab or the booster, they don't have to pay. They pay that little stipend, that little one-time death benefit to your heirs, and that's it, we're done. See, that's how they're prolonging it. is by convincing the morons in America that believe everything the government tells them, that don't have a brain of their own, they're scarecrows, I'm a little fire scarecrow, to go out and get the jab, to go out and get a booster. And then you die and they don't have to pay anymore. You see, this is all by design. And if you haven't figured that out yet, God help you. I can't help. A Tesla Model 3 owner, by the way, learned the hard way not to trust his car. What did he do? He set his EV to self-driving mode. And what did the car do? He's in California, outside Mono City, where the floodwaters are rising. And what did the car do? Drove right into the floodwaters. And then got stuck. Yeah. Wow. Now he's complaining to Tesla. Yeah, good luck with that. Microsoft, by the way, has removed AI-assisted travel articles containing bizarre and offensive recommendation. These are all based on algorithmic techniques and human review. Business Insider reports Microsoft recently removed a string of these travel articles that contained embarrassing and offensive recommendation published under the Microsoft Travel banner. And of course, it faced backlash. You know, helpful tips such as informing readers that seafood is any form of sea life regarded as food by humans. Then we also have another article under gardening, farming, and homesteading about chickens that lay blue eggs. You like Easter eggs? Well, you can get them virtually all year round if you do your planning properly. And of course, we have this article talking all about like arkanas and chickens that lay blue eggs. They're kind of cool. They're very colorful hens. And, you know, you want the eggs are great. Farm fresh eggs, nothing like them. We under the health category. There's an analysis in detail. I'm not going to go into to major issue about it here because we've only got a couple of minutes left before we bring on Kathy Barnett with the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign. America's grappling with plummeting fertility rates. And my thought is on this, how about stopping the jab and booster nonsense? That might help. You keep trying to vaccinate these 2.2 million women of childbearing age. And now you wonder why we don't have any babies? This is why. This is something your government did to you, right? Tens of thousands of mothers are suing the maker of Tylenol for pregnancy use that led to babies born with autism. Didn't know that could happen? Yeah, Tylenol may increase a child's risk for autism and ADHD, they allege. The DOJ, by the way, two major generic drug companies Monday settled charges of criminal price fixing with the DOJ. Israel-based Teva will pay $225 million criminal penalty over the next 5 years, and U.S. Division of India-based Glenmark will pay $30 million in criminal penalty, just to let you know. COVID-19 mask mandates returning to some hospitals and offices as well. Really? Come on, people. Former University of Houston basketball star Reggie Chaney, member of the Cougars 2021 NCAA Final Four, 23-year-old, dead. What do you think caused that? Kathy Barnett joins us after the break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. It's going to get interesting this half hour. Those of you who are planning to watch all of these candidates get up on stage and mass debate together live on Fox, we're still getting news in that Larry Elder has filed a suit against the RNC, of course, who was saying, knock it off, Larry. You don't need to bother with it. It's not us, really. Well, I don't know what it is. I mean, there's so much controversy surrounding what's going on here with this debate in Milwaukee. And, of course, the media is trying to make it all about Master Lock. And the setting behind the scenes of Master Lock is looking to outsource all of its work to Mexico. And so I guess should we buy Master Locks anymore? Maybe we need to boycott them and send a message like we did to Bud Light. I mean, come on. These are American corporations. Mom and pops work off of day-to-day operations. Corporate works off of quarterly reports. This is how little they care about their employees, and now they want to bring in cheap labor. You know, see, here's the thing about Vivek Ramaswamy. Yes, he's Hindu like Tulsi, all right? Now, I don't know where that fits in with some of you out there that are listening that say that, well, the president is supposed to be at least 35 years old and a Christian. I don't know how that factors into this whole thing. We're not sitting there tit for tat. I know that, you know, he may not be the skin color you all prefer. I'm going to go back to Martin Luther King where he said, content of your character, not the color of your skin. Kathy Barnett knows that. She's his advisor. She ran for Senate in Virginia. I'm sorry that you didn't win.
Yeah, well, I ran for Senate against Dr. Oz in the state of Pennsylvania last year. Just to put in context for your audience, Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick, we were in a statistical tie for first place. The two of them, between the two of them, they spent $60 million in that race. I spent $1.6 million in that race and lost by less than 4%. Wow. And I think, you know, when you're listening to songs like Richmond, North of Richmond, Jason Aldean, don't try to, I mean, it is something that is going on. There is a shift. There is a spirit, a revolution. And what we're hopeful for, the reason why Vivek is doing what he's doing and doing it very well is because we want that revolution to turn into something good, a 1776 type revolution where we look back years from now, generations from now, look back and say this was the moment when we once again told tyrants that we the people will decide who we want to be and not be told who we must be. And so I think that is the reason why Vivek is doing so well right now. People, he's speaking to this energy that is all around us.
Right. Now, you are a veteran, which I didn't know, which means you did the same thing I did when I served during NAM, and that you raised your right hand and you took the oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I have told all my listeners and viewers, everybody that's going to watch the debates tonight, make a list. Put each candidate's name up there. Now, we understand one of the candidates has been taken to a hospital. Do you know which one? Have you been told yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah, we just heard that. There was headlines flashing across my screen that one of them is gone to the hospital. Now, I don't know which one. Obviously, you would know if it was Vivek. They would have told you. So it's not him. Right. It's somebody else. All right. So the other thing that we're looking at, I told everybody, make a list of all the candidates up there and write the word democracy and Trump under each candidate's name and make a checklist of how many times they open their mouth and use the word democracy and use the word Trump. And that will tell you how much of a Democrat they are, because we live in a constitutional republic. That is what we're here to protect. And see, I'll give Vivek the credit because he's come out and accused deep state and got some intestinal fortitude. See, the media uses the word intestinal fortitude instead of a pair of cojones. They want to be eloquent about it. You know, but see, he's made more sense both on Tucker and everybody else, you know, every other program he's been on. And he's got the interest of a lot of people. See, to me, when you're talking about Ramaswamy and DeSantis, I've lived in Florida under DeSantis. I understand what he does. I understand that there's some right-wing extremism in DeSantis's life that kind of scares me a little. But then again, you know, Vivek, he's a businessman like Trump, who was a CEO. Trump did a lot of good things. And people, you know, I think now that they look at Bidenomics, they're looking at this going, man, this is like a complete 180 night and day. And you've seen this thing up close and personal. Why doesn't Vivek have bigger numbers? Why isn't he beating Trump out on the polls?
I think among our base, there are a number of people who are looking to Trump to take vengeance on everything we've lived through these past several years. We are very, I'm sad. I am sad often when I look at what has happened to our country. I'm the national grassroots director for the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign, so I get to travel all across the nation. And I see it up front and close. You mentioned a state. I'm now seeing faces. I'm remembering stories. And it is it's very daunting what our nation is going through, how far we've fallen. I don't think any of us would have been able to articulate that, you know, when we voted for Donald Trump in 2016, that, you know, just a few short years later, we will have little girls being told that they can be a boy if they cut off their breasts. I'm talking to little girls who have received full hysterectomies by the age of 18, and now they regret it. I'm talking to little boys by the age of 15 who have been chemically castrated never have, and these things are irreversible. And we are, and I'm looking at a nation that is just standing by looking like Opie Taylor, I don't know, you know, what do we do kind of thing of these people. I mean, we're now fighting for parental rights. We're fighting for legislators to write into the Constitution, whether state or federal, that our children belong to us. Who would have ever thought that we would be in this place at this time in our country? And I think often, I mean, like you said so much, I'm trying to trying to speak to all of it. When you first came on into this segment, you opened it up commenting on the fact that Vivek is not a Christian. And this is something that he's been very upfront and forward about. He would never try to, he's not a charlatan, he's not trying to fool anyone. But what I love, the reality is, we're not trying to send to D.C. a pastor in chief. We're looking for someone who would be our commander in chief. And wouldn't it be refreshing to have someone who is actually intelligent, who's brilliant, who have great ideas, and who has the ability to articulate our values better than any other Republican who's in office right now? He is articulating our values better than anyone, and going into places where, for example, Ron DeSantis said he won't go and do interviews on CNN and MSNBC because they're not nice, because they're mean. And so here you have Vivek going in. He says no to no one on the left, in particular, because he believes our values are the better values. And so I think that's really important, because if you can't go in front of CNN, can we really trust that you will have the backbone to go in front of Xi Jinping and say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done if you're afraid of someone the likes of Don Lemon lying on you? And so I think all of these things take into consideration as well.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, you know, because my listeners and folks, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. All right, now, we're talking about debates that are going on tonight, and this is your opportunity to get on the phone if you damn well care about anything and ask questions of Kathy Barnett, because, I mean, she is right there alongside Vivek Ramaswamy. And if you want to know how they think, I just pray to God Vivek does not use the word democracy when he's on camera. Please tell him not to do that, because everybody is tired of this two-party system in America. Donald Trump is only out there, one, because he's being persecuted, and everybody's starting to realize that the same thing could happen to us if we don't elect the lesser of two evils. This is a real crisis that America is facing. It isn't that, it isn't we don't care about what Vivek says. I like what I've heard so far. But the big problem I'm having is this damn two-party system in America. Miles in Maine, you're on with Kathy Barnett. Go.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that exhausts me are these people that come along like Tulsi Gabbard. They don't know anything about these people, although they should and they think they do. And a lot of these are in the alternative media. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard's on the CFR list. She's pro illegal immigration. She's anti-gun. What do we need another liberal like that for the Republican Party? It's senseless. It's stupidity. But well, Miles, with Vivek here, he comes straight. But Vivek comes straight out of the Soros organization. So why do we need him again? When we got Trump.
All right, Miles. I'm going to let Kathy answer that. Now that's an allegation here.
It is, and it's a debunked allegation. And that's one of the things, again, I was running against Dr. Oz. And one of the things that people, you know, there were a lot, I mean, the ones who kneecapped me, it was Donald Trump was the one who kneecapped me in that race, as well as others from what we would call, quote unquote, the MAGA camp, right? Because Donald Trump endorsed Dr. Oz. And so as a result, because I was about to win, they came out guns blazing, all kinds of allegations. And And I used to get mad at that aspect. And then I still do get sad that we have those who have a position of authority, a high platform, who use that platform to muddy the waters and to manipulate our base. I found that to be it was just extremely sad when I was watching what it is they were doing to our own party. But here's the reality. They only do it because there's a market for it. They only manipulate because they know there are many in our base who are easy to be manipulated. And so to that extent, we got to do better as individuals of making sure we have good information. And although it may sound easy to throw out words like WEF and George Soros, and we think that that shuts down the conversation in the regards of Vivek, it's just not true. And the man has gone on every single outlet to say that it's not true. When he was 25 years old, he received a scholarship to go to Yale University to get his law degree. And after finishing Harvard with his molecular biology degree, he doesn't come from money. His family came here broke legally from India. And now he has just finished his molecular biology degree, wants to go and get a degree from Yale. And because he's smart, he qualified for a scholarship that was provided not by George Soros, but from a guy related to George Soros with the same last name. And he took the scholarship. You know why? Again, because he's smart. And I might have a 17-year-old who's getting ready to go to college now. And if he was able to get a scholarship of that magnitude, we would absolutely jump on that. But here's the thing. Don't be a hypocrite. Donald Trump received $160 million from George Soros himself for a business venture. We don't talk about that. You know why? Because it's business. And Donald Trump knows what it is he needs to do. So let's not make ourselves so easily misled. And that's going to take a part of us becoming more rigorous in how we think about things. Dave, to your point about democracy, republic, I know that really grinds me when I see somebody calling our nation a democracy.
That's what the left wants, though, Kathy. That is what the left wants.
But even more importantly to me than them getting the words right, it's kind of like somebody walking around with a checklist when they're running for office saying, look, I'm a Christian. And then they get in office and live like a demon. Right. We want more than just words. I don't care if someone gets the words necessarily right. Like, I'm a Christian versus actually living out my values and being willing to support my values and protect my values. That's what I want. Not someone who says it. And likewise, I don't want someone who necessarily know how to say republic because versus democracy, because they know that some people are going to cheer for that. I want someone to actually understand what it means to be a republic, that we are represented by the people and that we have this thing called the Constitution that needs to be upheld. I'm more interested in someone who actually understands that versus just saying it.
Okay. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Kathy Barnett. Go.
Is he willing to get rid of the executive order and sign the that decree or that the presidential 1933 War Power Act? Is he going to end that and return us to a democracy or a republic?
I don't know what the War Act is. I apologize.
Yeah, the War Powers Act. Yeah, that's something that a lot of us out in our hinterland here in our listening audience feel like the opportunity for the president of the United States to declare and has declared an emergency, and we are still under an emergency order that was done back in the 30s. And so they're wanting to know whether or not he will research it, because Trump didn't do it in his first term in office. And, you know, a lot of people are skeptical that listen to the show of Donald Trump, and they don't know whether or not, I mean, a lot of people are going to run to the polls and either they're going to vote for him because he's a victim. He didn't do anything with the War Powers Act, and people want clarification on this. Vivek seems like the kind of guy. He's already been talking about deep state. He's already been, you know, talking about things that nobody else wants to talk about.
He's very.
Would he research this War Powers Act and
absolutely
put an end to it?
Yeah, I'm actually taking notes right now, and I'll make sure to get this back over to the team. Look, listen, the reality is I voted for Donald Trump both times, right, in 2016 as well as 2020. When I wrote my first book, my first chapter, I dedicated it to what Donald Trump said he would do compared to what he actually said and what he promised and what he actually did. I was as big of a supporter of his policies as anyone else, and yet this time around, I am looking for someone who's not going to be a lame duck in his last term, and who's actually who understands the issues we're facing. The issues we're facing today are not even the same issues we were facing in 2016 or in 2020, quite frankly. And just to be real clear, I don't believe we are the same people we were in 2016. A lot has happened. There's been a lot of psychological warfare that has been played out on the people and our nation. Again, we're begging our politicians to acknowledge that our children belong to us. We would have never thought that we would have fallen so far. And so I think we need an individual. I think it's time to pass the torch to a new generation, one preferably born closer to this century versus the 20th century. But we certainly, it's time to get someone who don't just go back to 1980 talking points and then shine them up and spit them out as though they're new. We need someone who understands the challenges we're facing in the 21st century with China, with this this Russia-China alliance. This is perhaps one of our greatest foreign issues threats right now. And we're not even talking about these things. No one seems to want to talk about these things. So we need to do a better job of picking someone who actually understands our issues today.
Well, and I'm sure that the advisory team is there, just like, you know, Senor Joe, the guy in the White House with the mental acuity of office furniture. Here's a situation where somebody else did his thinking for him. All the useful tools in deep state and everybody in the back end wrote all those executive orders that he signed the very first day in office. You know, he didn't sit down and write all those things. I mean, and we're not stupid. We understand exactly what's going on. We understand the bioweapon. We understand why it was launched. We understand why all of a sudden now they got everybody wearing face diapers again. Why all of a sudden now they're, you need to get the booster. Well, Biden himself probably went out and got a B12 shot on camera. It's all optics. And they're trying to scare us and scare all the stupid people out there to vote for, you know, vote Democrat again and watch your old economy tank and watch the world end up in World War III. Because I think if we don't get a handle on this thing, and I'm not sure Trump is the answer here. A lot of people are doing it because lesser of two evils. If Vivek can come up with a game plan and actually bring forward all the things that he would do on day one, which is undo all those executive orders, shut down the damn border, stop this nonsense with the jab, go after all of the big pharma and everything else and shut this off. I mean, people are going to say, well, wait a minute, didn't Big Pharma donate to Ramaswamy's campaign like they did to Trump? I mean, they did. Trump patted himself on the back with Operation Warp Speed, and everybody knows it. And then he said, I got the booster. I mean, what a hypocrite.
Well, here's the reality. And let me just go down some of the policies or some of the promises that Vivek has already made. And I know that he will accomplish every last one of them because, you know, he has read the U.S. Constitution. So he understands the separation of powers. And when he speaks very clearly about what he and the executive office, if the American people will put him there, what he and the executive office, what he can do versus what he has to go to Congress to do. For those powers that he can do, he will not be asking for apology or asking for or giving an apology or asking for permission to do it. Shut down the Department of Education. That is within his rights to do it within the executive branch, to shut down the FBI. There's over 35,000 people working in the FBI building, and only 15,000 of them are actual agents. And so the rest of these people, they just sit around, dream up the ways to make the rest of our lives miserable. So you take the 15,000 that are actual agents, assimilate them into the other alphabet departments, and then fire the rest of them. He's been very clear about clearing out about 75% of the administrative state in Washington,
like the IRS.
and shutting down the IRS. He has said that he will cut the gut the Federal Reserve by 90% and focus their mandate back on stabilizing the dollar versus all of these other nefarious activities that they are engaging in. He is the first to say he will put our military on our border facing Mexico, because building the wall is not enough. He will continue to build a wall, but now the cartel has financed roads underneath the wall.
Yep.
So it's not enough to just build a wall. We need to, this is an invasion. So instead of sending our people over to Ukraine, Vivek said he would bring our boys and girls. I think there's about 3,000 of our children on the ground in Ukraine defending border while ours is wide open, as well as the biological warfare that's going on with China sending, you can't even make this stuff up, ingredients for fentanyl comes from Wuhan, China. They have, the Chinese have factories in Mexico where they bring the three key ingredients to make fentanyl into these factories in Mexico, create fentanyl, and then gives it to the drug lords to bring into our country, and it's devastating our nation.
Well, I'm just, you know, we're out of time for today, Kathy, but, you know, I appreciate you coming on. Would have been interesting to get Vivek on here, but I know he's a busy guy and he's preparing for the debate tonight. Everybody's going to be watching it. And, of course, like I said, get your checklist out, folks, and I hope to God that Vivek says the right thing, because everybody's going to think about voting for the lesser of two evils because this two-party system is screwed up. Thank you so much, Kathy Barnett, for joining us, and hopefully we can have you back after the debate. That'd be interesting to have a follow-up conversation in this. In the meantime, God bless all of you. God bless the United States, America, what's left of it. Thank you for your phone calls. We appreciate it. Valid questions, every one of them, folks. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. We'll see what happens. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.